Amen. If you have your Bible, turn this morning to 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. We want to begin reading this morning at verse 6. We'll read verses 6 through 9, and then we'll go as the Lord leads. You pray much this morning as God ministers to our heart in word. The Bible says, But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. Now he tells us what happens if we're not. He said, but they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. I want to preach for just a little while this morning, if God will be our help, on the devil's snare. On the devil's snare. As we look at this in the Word today, the Bible tells us, praise God, that we need to be content with what we have. You know what's wrong with America today? We're spoiled. We're spoiled rotten. Praise God. God has blessed His great nation in a magnificent way. And it's still, let me say, the greatest nation on earth. Amen. I thank God for these United States of America. But we're a spoiled people. God's blessed us so much. He's given us so much. And we take it for granted. Like Brother John was talking about. Praise God. He remembers where he came from. He remembers where he used to be. But praise God. God has lifted him up and given him a whole bunch of things. God has given him encouragement. God's given him help. God's given him financial soundness. God has, so many of us have done, he's done the same thing for. He's given us a lot of things. Amen? So He's given us a lot of sin. But He says we need to be content with what we have. Amen? He said contentment is great gain. Amen? Hey, do you know that being content is a gain? Being contentment is something, praise God, to thank God for. Amen? Hey, you know, I'm content where I'm at. I'm content with what God has given me. Amen. And you know what? When you get content with what God's given you, then you can begin to praise Him and glorify Him and give Him the glory, praise God. And God begin to bless you the more because you attribute all that you have and all that you are to Him. Amen. We are what we are because of Christ Jesus our Lord. Outside of Him, praise God, and we just no sinner on our way to hell. But praise God, God moved in our heart. He saved us by His magnificent grace, His tender mercy, and He put our feet on the right path. That's enough right there to shout all the way to the house. That's enough right there to, praise God, get excited about. That right there is enough, praise God, to just recognize God and His power to bring an old sinner like me and you out of the depths of sin and put our feet on a solid rock, on a path, praise God, that's heading us for glory. Amen. Amen. Time we start shouting, praise God, instead of pouting. Amen. We spend too much time pouting when we ought to be shouting. Thanking God, praise God, for what He's done. We get caught up in a little situation and we go to pouting. Amen. Praise God. We ought to go to shouting because He's right there with us. Brother Bill was talking about this morning. Praise God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got down there in that fiery furnace and heat seven times hotter than it ever been. Praise God. And old king bound them up in all their hose and everything and throwed them into the fiery furnace. And they just made the best of it. But look, hey, look down in there, king, look down there. He said, praise God. He said, did we not fend to throw three men bound into the fiery furnace? And they said, yeah, king, that's what we did. He said, well, I see four men loose and walking around. And the fourth one looks like, praise God, the Son of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God, they just kept walking around in there. The old king said, hey, fella, hey, why don't you come on out of here? I said, well, I said, we will, but I said, we just walking with Jesus. Praise God, we may be in the fire, but praise God, Jesus is with us, and it's all right. Amen. Praise the Lord. The devil's snare. See, what happens when we get caught up in ourselves, when we get caught up in the world, and we begin to get caught up in the things, and we begin to desire things that maybe we're not meant to have. Amen. Or maybe it's not meant to have them yet. But we push the envelope. We push the envelope against God and still just trust the Lord. And things begin to work out in a different way than what God would have them to work out for us. And we begin to get, we begin to have temptations. We give them, and the Bible says that a rich man, when he gets into, he falls into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts. He said, we begin to be tempted. Amen. Things begin to come up in our lives, praise God, and begin to draw us away from truth. I won't say the truth will set us free. Amen. Praise God, if we line up with the Word of God, praise God, it'll deliver us from a multitude of things. Look at James this morning. James tells us about that temptation. He tells us what happens when we get caught up in temptation. Temptation is going to come your way. It probably comes just about every day in some form or fashion. But in James, in chapter 1, verse 12, he said, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptations, for when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." Praise God. He said, "Hey, listen." Blessed is a man that endures temptation. When a temptation comes, praise God, you just, you know how you endure temptation? Praise God, you just focus on the Lord. You focus on the Word of God. You say, "What would Jesus do?" Amen. If there's ever been a time, praise God, to say, "What would Jesus do?" Praise God, it's when temptation comes our way. When temptation comes, that's when we got to say, "How would Jesus handle this? How would Jesus react to this situation?" Amen. But when we get caught up in this situation, now I like the way James lays this out through the Holy Ghost of God. He says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation." And then he begins to tell us, now listen, he begins to tell us what temptation is. He begins to tell us where temptation comes from. In verse 13, he said, let no man say when he is tempted, "I am tempted of God." He said, "For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man." Amen? God don't tempt you. Amen? God don't tempt you, and God can't be tempted. But look what he says in verse 14. He said, "But every man is tempted." Now he's telling us here how temptation comes. He said, "Every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed." You know what lust is? That's wanting to have something you can't have. That's why a lot of marriage situations get messed up, because a man gets desiring some other man's wife. You know, it always looks greener on the other side. But you know what I found out about that? Usually that one on the other side just wears more war paint. Amen? Hey, praise God, she got more Avon, praise God, to cover up the grooves and the patches. Amen? Praise God. Hey, listen, I know what I've got. I'm going to stay with what I've got. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise. Why, God, the Bible said to be content. And praise God, God's blessed me with a marvelous wife, a lovely wife. Praise God. And I'm going to keep that and He give me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm blessed. Praise God. But He said we get caught up. When we get caught up, you know what happens? We get to looking. And what happens? We get caught up in temptation. When He's drawn away of the lust He's on and enticed. Then when lust is conceived, amen, you know what that means? That means when you let it take root in you and you begin to just strongly desire with the urge, praise God, to have to go after it. Amen? He said, "But when that lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." So we see, praise God, the snare of the devil. Now I want to show you this. I want to demonstrate this morning, if God will be my help. Amen. We have here a snare. It's a snare of the devil. Now, it's not a snare of God, because the Bible said God won't snare you. God will not trap you. God will not confuse you. That's why this thing is gray. Amen. You know that the devil, he don't work in black and white. You know, you can tell a snare of the devil because it's going to be gray. I tell you, what God deals with is black and white. So you don't have to question what God says, because God pinned her down. In the Bible said in the volume of the book, it's written of me. It said, praise God, you can take what I've written down for you and praise God, apply it to your life and be hoping. So what the devil does, everything he does in gray, it's half-truths. He started over in the Garden of Eden and they said, devil, we can't partake of that forbidden fruit. If we partake of that tree, we shall surely die. He said, ye shall not surely die. He said, you'll become as gods, knowing good and evil. Amen. It was a half-truth, because they did begin to die. Adam and Eve began to die, praise God, from the time they disobeyed God. They got caught in disobedience to the holy God of glory. They began to die physically. And they were cut off spiritually. Amen. So that the Satan snare, praise God, it's always going to be gray. When you're checking it out, seeing if the devil, Brother Jesse, is trying to ensnare you, praise God, look and see whether it's black or white. If it ain't black and white, if it is not yes or no, then it's a snare to devil, because there's no maybes with God. Hello? That old devil won't tell you, well, it might be all right. But you know what he said? He said, you get caught up by temptation. Temptation is going to be the snare on the snare. Temptation is going to be in the snare. Temptation is what's going to try to draw you away from the truth. Temptation is what's going to point you to that grave place in your life. And when temptation begins to draw you, praise God, away from the Lord and away from the truth, he's trying to draw you into that gray area, that shady area, praise, where the devil and the demons of hell lurk. You know what happens then? We give in to the lust of the flesh. Amen? So in Satan's snare, he said, you've got temptation. And then that turns into the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh, praise God, we begin to desire those things that come to our mind, those things that we think, praise God, probably just a little bit better than what God's got for us. I want to say, praise God, ain't nothing better than what God's got for you. God's got a blessed hope. God's got a promise. God's got a perfect plan for your life. And he's got a purpose for you. A perfect plan and a purpose. But you know what Satan does? Satan comes along and with the snare of the devil, and he too uses temptation to get you in the lust of the flesh, to get you to step into sin. Amen? And first thing you know, you step into this sin. It's ensnaring, it's trap of the devil, and he's got you. It don't matter if you're one of the little ones, or it don't matter if you're one of the great big ones. The devil will use temptation, lust of the flesh, praise God, to draw you into sin. Amen? That's what he does. That's who the devil is. Brother Jeff, will you help me this morning for a little bit? See, the devil uses a temptation. He'll tempt you. Hey, you say, well, Brother Jeff, praise God, he's a big old boy and he can resist the devil. No, and when he begins to be tempted and he begins to give in to his lust, praise God, you know what he does? The first thing he does, he steps right into sin. He does that. Now, why don't you say something? I want to say something this morning. You listen to me. It's not mama and it's not daddy, praise God, that got him into sin. You say, well, preacher, if they would do better, it ain't about that. It's about taking responsibility for ourselves. I have to be responsible for myself. Brother Jeff, you got to be responsible for yourself. Brother Jeff has to be responsible for him. Ain't nobody else responsible for him but him. So he comes along, praise God. He doesn't give in to temptation. And praise God, he's given to lust of the flesh, and he steps into sin. Go ahead, brother. Just step right into sin. Put your big old right foot right on it, and you're caught. Hey, man, he's ensnared by the devil. The devil's got him. It's not a comfortable place, is it? No. Amen? And the more pressure, praise God, the more sin you get, the tighter it mashes on your leg. The tighter sin holds you. Sin will get a hold of you, praise God, and it'll hold you, praise God. It'll take you further than you want to go, and it'll keep you longer than you want to stay. Sin will get you in a place, praise God, where you're in indecision, you're undecisive in your mind and in your heart, and you go in all different directions, praise God. Try to go everywhere, all the time, every direction, and all the time. Not only does he ensnare you in the trap, but he changes you up so that you can't figure out, you can't get away from it. So you're caught in your sin because of your temptation and because of the lust of your flesh, the desires of the flesh. Praise God, you've been ensnared by the devil. The snare of the devil's got you. He's got you and he's chained you up. Because he don't want you to get out. He don't want to give you no help. But I want to say this morning, praise God, on the authority of God, at that folks this morning, the Lord of glory wants to help you today. Amen. The Lord of glory wants to deliver you, praise God, from your sin. He wants to deliver you from that bondage that you're in. You say, well, preacher, I ain't in bondage. I can quit what I'm doing anytime. Yeah, right. And I've got some swamp land, praise God, up there on the mountain, I'll sell you. I'm telling you, you can't get out of it by yourself.
Yes, sir.
Because you've done followed the temptation. You went after a lustful desire. I hear it all the time. We go out here in the community, boys and girls caught on drugs and alcohol and pornography and all this wickedness. And they say, preacher, I don't have a problem. No, because you're right where the devil wants you. You're ensnared of the devil. The devil's got, praise God, got you in his trap. And praise God, the heavier you step, the tighter he's got. His traps pushes on you, holds on to you. Amen. He's got you chained up where you can't get out if you wanted to. Amen. You say, well, why does this happen? The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says, for the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. So when you step into that sin, you partake of that sin, praise God, you begin to die. You say, well, Brother Jeff's a good man. He's saved. It don't matter. You say, well, you can't be unsaved. No, he can't be unsaved, but praise God, God won't let you go so far in your sin.
Amen, preacher.
And when you get in sin, praise God, you begin to get away from God. You break that spiritual connection with God.
Oh, Lord.
Amen. Not only do you have that physical death where you're dying, praise God, you begin to have spiritual drought. You begin to have that spiritual death. Praise God, you begin to get away from God. You begin to get away from the help that He has for you. And you begin to die. God gets you there. The old devil gets you there. God can get you out. But the old devil gets you there and he holds you. Ain't very comfortable, is it? It takes a lot of patience to hang out in sin. Because you're waiting for some relief, praise God. It ain't ever going to come. That relief, praise God, you caught in that sin, and the relief's not going to come. It's not there. It's not to be had, praise God, outside the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? But the Bible tells us, over in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 24, he said, the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach and patient. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. Amen. Now listen to what God's saying here. He's saying that, praise God, that a child of God, a believer, praise God, can come alongside somebody like Jeffrey and can love him and show him, praise God, the error of his ways. Now, I was going to get his mama to help me this morning, but she said she didn't want to. But this is a big old boy. And that mama sees him getting into sin, doing things they shouldn't do. And that she would like, I used him on purpose, because she would like to come here and pluck him out of that sin, because she hates even the garment spotted by the flesh. Amen? She hates it. She'd like to come here and just jerk him out, pray God, put him on the right path and help him do right. But she can't. He's too big. He's made a decision himself. Amen? She can't get him out of that. But you know what she can do? The Bible says that with compassion and love that she can begin to comfort him. She can begin to show him the love of God. Amen? She can say, son, you're going the wrong way. You need to do something a little different. Sit down here and let me talk to you. Now, he's still caught in his sin. He's still in the trap of the devil. He's still going down the wrong path. He can't deliver himself. He can't get out. Mama can't get him out. But she can comfort him. She can give him comfort words. She can tell him how much you love. She loves her son. I think you love him, don't you? Amen. Amen. She loves her son. She cares for her son. She has compassion on him. So she begins with love, praise God, to tell him, praise God, the error of his way. She begins to comfort him. She begins to try to give him that love, that care, and the compassion of a mother. There's nothing like a mother's love.
Amen.
Amen. She begins to try to love him, praise God, in that situation. A lot of times if we ain't very careful, praise God, we'll say, well, bless God, you just out of your sorry no account. You ever heard the old saying, you can catch more flies with honey than you can vinegar? Amen. What she does, she begins to comfort him. She begins to make him feel better. Amen. Say, son, it's going to be all right. You know, I'm praying for you. You know, the Lord loves you and I love you. And they say, we're going to get you out of this. The Lord's going to help you. I'm looking for it. I'm desiring. I know what he's going to do. But now, son, you know why he's caught up in it? Because he willfully turned from God. Amen. Because we willfully turn from God. Now, the Bible says in Hebrews, let me just read that to you. Hebrews chapter 10. The Bible says this, verse 26. He said, for if we sin willfully after we receive the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. You know who the adversary is? The adversary of God. That's who we are, praise God, when we step out and let temptation and lust of flesh get us caught in the devil's snare. Amen. We're following the wrong leadership. Amen. We're following the long leadership, and certain destruction is on the way. Amen. Certain destruction. But he said, praise God, it's because we done it willfully. Nobody made him do it. See what I'm saying? He can't blame Miss Geraldine for him getting caught in sin. He can't blame Brother James for getting caught in sin. It's not because, hey, they could have been terrible parents. Could have been awful parents. It's not their fault. God made us free moral agents to make our own choices. Young as I tell you, don't you look at mom and daddy, don't you look at other people around you and say, well, but look how they are. That's not the point, praise God. It's how you are. It's what you choose to be in your life. You either choose to do right or you get caught in the snare of the devil. Amen. Get caught and you can't get out. Now, mama loves him. She wants to comfort him. She wants to give him help. Amen. Jesus does too. In John chapter 4, verse 6 through 30, he talks about the water of life. He mentions, he says, hey, listen, if you'll come unto me, he said, I can give you. He told a Samaritan woman, he said, I've got water of life. He said, I've got water. You drink of it and you'll never thirst again. It's what Miss Geraldine does. She comes to her son and she says, son, I got some water for you. So I don't want you to thirst while you're out there. While you're thinking on this, while we're praying for you. So what you have, she's some water. She gives, it begins to give him that water. Water represents the Word of God. Amen. She said, I want to give you that good water. That water that'll nourish your soul. That water will keep you from being thirsty. She said, this water, praise God, and I'll give you. You'll never thirst again.
Amen.
Amen. And she said, I can't do a whole lot for you, but I give you some water. And said, I know you're going to get hungry while you're out there, so I can't give you what God's got for you, but said, I can feed your body. I can take care, because I love you. I love you in a big way. And I made these special for you, praise God. And I want you to be satisfied, praise God. I want to try to show you that I love you. I care for you. I'm not going to desert you. I'm not going to leave you, but I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to be there. If you get out of this trap, I'm going to take care of you. Whatever I've got to do, I'm going to show you the love of God, praise God, till you get out of the snare of the devil. I'm going to show you so much love, praise God, you're not going to want to stay where you're at. Glory to God. So I'll give you that water, but I said, he'll give you the water of life. I said, you drink it, you'll never thirst again. Amen. So I can give you that food for your belly. I can't give you that'll pull you out, it'll bring you out. But see, I can give you that precious word, and I can give you the nourishment, praise God, that I'm able to afford you, that I'm able to give you. He said, but there's some manna, there's some food, praise God, that's greater than what I can give you. Amen. The Bible says in Luke 19:10, said, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. So on the time, praise God, why you say, well, preacher, he's not lost, he's saved. It don't matter, Jesus is still coming. Amen, he's still there with us. He's still desiring to woo us and praise God, away from the things of the world and woo us to him. He's desiring a closeness and a relationship with himself. He's desiring that, praise God, for me and you. Amen. Seeking and to say, he's wanting to get you out of that snare. The Lord Jesus Christ wants to take you out of that. For his glory. That's why he says in Romans chapter 5. Brother Bill's all over my message this morning. But that's all right. It lines up perfect in Romans chapter 5 verse 8. The Bible says, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. That while we were yet sinners, Christ died for him. Brother Jeff, while you were yet sinners, Christ died. Hey, we ain't none of us perfect yet. We're all old sinners. He said, much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. God knows that we sin. That's why he said, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God sent his only begotten Son that through him we might be saved. Amen. Both now and forever. See, the old devil's got a lie. He's in that gray area, and he said, hey, you know, come on, be with me. He said, it'll be all right. He said, I'll take you out here, and I'll take care of you. Boy, you'll have you a time. You'll have fun. Yeah. And he puts you on that chain, praise God, takes you out there, and he leaves you stranded. Ties you up in the wilderness, praise God, where you can't get back.
Yes.
Amen. What can we do? You say, oh, preacher, what can I do? My children, my loved ones, my kinfolk. Hey, praise God, we just love them. Just love them. Show them that we care. Take care of them, praise God, in the wilderness. But he says in chapter 5, Romans 5 and 10, he says, for if when we were enemies, We were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Amen? So we see, praise God, the atonement of God. That's that reconciliation unto God. That price that was paid on Calvary for the forgiveness of sins. Amen? Brother Jeff's done got snared by the devil. He's done stepped into sin. Sin's got him. It's trying to hold on to him with a death grip. But praise be to God. He's a God of glory. He said, I died for you. I died for your sin. If you'll just accept me, if you'll just love me, if you'll let me, praise God, I'll set you free.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
But it takes more than that. You say, well, what do you mean it takes more than Jesus? It takes that someone wanting to have the help. See, the Lord can't help you till you want to help yourself. The Lord convict your heart. The Lord show you the error of your way. The Lord point you, try to point you in the right direction till it's your willingness to receive that help. God can't help you. Amen? You're here this morning and say, boy, if God just saved me in miraculous fashion, boy, I'd be tickled death. And I just go on, you know, and be bopping my... But He can't do that because you've got to submit yourself to Him. You've got to come in submission. Look back over at 2 Timothy chapter 2. Now the Bible tells here the servant of the Lord is not strive, he's gentle, and all men apt to teach and patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. So what Miss G's going to do, praise God, she's going to love Brother Jeff when he gets in these situations. She's going to love Miss Susie when she gets in a situation. She's going to love Scotty when he gets caught up in the snare of the devil. He's going to love them unconditionally because that's what God does. She's going to show them that love. She's going to teach them, praise God. She's going to instruct them with love. Amen? That's giving them that nourishment they need, that water, praise God, they need here, that'll sustain them in this situation that they've got themselves in. And the Bible says, they oppose themselves. Even their own self, they know there's a better way. God's showing them a better way. And said they're doing something that's in opposition to what's good for themselves. Amen. That's what we do, praise God. We get caught up in drugs and alcohol and sodomy and homosexuality and other junk of this world. We're opposing ourselves. We're doing the things that are harmful to ourselves. Amen? But God says, I can help you out of that. He said, in meekness instruct those that oppose themselves. If God, preaventure, will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Amen? So what she does, she gives them the truth. What we got to do, praise God, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this morning, church, we got to stand where we've been standing. We're going to stand without compromise. We're going to stand upon the truth of God's Word. We're going to give it out, praise God, without fear or favoritism. It don't matter if it's our son or somebody we work with. We're going to do it with the love of God and with compassion so that they can see the truth, so that they can know what God said, so that they can begin to get themselves out of that. Those that oppose themselves, those that are entrapped by sin, praise God, so that God can bring them out. You say, how will they do that? If God, preadventure, will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that they may, listen to this, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him at his will. So whose will is it that you get ensnared? It's the devil's. It ain't God's will. It's not even your will. But the devil sucked you in. But praise God, because you love somebody, you get them there, you show them that love, you show them that compassion, you show them the Word. And you say, hey, listen, said, I want you to be able to get out of this. And said, you can get out of this. Pre-adventure, praise God. How do you do it? He said, by you repent. You say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Lord, I know that you're God. I know that you're able, God, to release me, deliver me. Lord, I know that you have the power to help me not to get caught up in sin again. Lord, I know that you are the deliverer. And Lord, I can trust you. And God, I know that you can, that you have the power to set me free. And Brother Jeff prays that with the earnest of his heart. And praise God, the old devil loses his hold upon him. And he sets him free. Amen. He's free. Amen. Hey, listen, that old trap's right where it was. It's still tied up. Amen. He couldn't get away from it. But praise God, because he come with the word of truth, and the word of truth set him free. The word of truth, praise God. The word of God, praise God. And the love of people around you, praise God, who set you free. And when God sets you free, praise God, you're free indeed. Amen. Thank you, brother. Amen. He said, they that may recover themselves. And you know what he does then? He comes down the house of God, both hands in the air, saying, thank you, Lord. I was lost, but now I'm found. I was in bondage, but I've been set free. I was caught up. I was fed from my mother's table. I say, praise God, but he says, now I'm eating the good things of God. So I'm eating the bread of life. Amen. He said, I'm eating those good things of God. I'm eating the bread of life. John chapter 6, it comes from God. The Lord Jesus Christ, he said, I am that bread of life. He said, you need to be content in me. He said, I've got all that you need. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Because I am that bread of life. I am that water of life. What more do you need? Just be content. Praise God in the Lord. Amen. Trust Him. Amen. Just trust Him. And He'll deliver you. Praise God. He'll keep you out of the snare of the devil. But you know what? It's so easy for us to be ensnared by the devil. Because we give in to temptations very easy, don't we? But praise God, we don't need to be giving in temptations. I don't know about you, but I like that water of life and that bread of life. Amen. I'm talking about that real stuff, that stuff that's good for you. Amen. That encourage you and give you strength for your journey. Amen. So that we can recover ourselves. See, you've got to do it yourself. You've got to come out from where you're at yourself. Mama can't do it for you. Daddy can't do it for you. Papa can't do it for you. We have to recover ourselves. We have to come to ourselves like that old prodigal down at the pig pen. Yeah. See, we have to come to ourselves. Hey, listen, you know what? It's better up at the house. It's better at the house of God. I get good food at the house. I don't have to eat the shucks that the swine eat. Amen. I want to say, praise God. God will set you a table. Praise God. When you recover yourself, you come out of that sin. Sin has to release you. When you come with a repentant heart, you say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. And Lord, help me to be different. Help me to be, praise God, and you know what? Because somebody loved you, somebody prayed for you. Somebody cared enough for you to invite you to the house of God, praise God, to tell you about Jesus, to show you the love of God. You can make that informed decision. And you can say, hey, listen, I want to partake of that God's got for me. I don't want to get caught in the snare of the devil. I've been in the snare too long. I'd like to get out of the snare of the devil. Amen. You know what's making you think that? It's the truth of the Word of God speaking to your heart. It's the Lord Jesus Christ saying, you know, I love you. I gave myself for you. God the Father said, I sent the best I had. I sent my only Son. He said, if you'll receive Him, I can keep you out of the snare of the devil. I can show you the right way. I can give you the right path. It's a narrow path. It's a good way. And keep yourself. Praise God. He said, hey, he's caught in the snare of the devil. But praise God, he said that he recovered himself. When he began to repent. You know, we're living in a day and time. These people actually preach and teaching that we don't have to repent. That, you know, once we ask the Lord to forgive us our sin, that everything's okay. We're saved. The Holy Ghost God seals us. Have we truly been saved? But we still, praise God, we still need to ask God to forgive us when we mess up. You say, well, preacher, why? Because, hey, listen, your earthly mom and daddy, if you mess up, if you're mean to them or something, you do something they tell you not to do, they love it when you go to them and say, the mom and daddy, I'm sorry. You think God's any different? He is our Heavenly Father. And He loves us today. But He wants to give us that. That'll give us help. He wants to deliver us, to keep us from the snare of the devil. But there's so many people getting caught up, and so many young people getting caught up in the snare of the devil. That temptation and that giving away to the lust of the flesh. And when it's conceived, it ends up in sin. And I told you in the beginning that the wages of sin is death. But you know how to keep them from dying? Like we give you examples more. You feed them, you love them, you encourage them. You feed them the good things. Keep them going. Keep them encouraged. Pray God so that they can make an informed decision. We can't compromise with them. There's no place for compromise. But the Bible said the truth will set them free. Amen.